All right, Jay, so you've arrived here in Florham Park. First things first, why the number 88?
It was the best one I thought was available. You know, there was no specific reason. You know, I've always liked double numbers, too. I was number 22 in college, so I think number 88, you know, fits me well.
Like you said, you wore 22 in college. You said former Jet quarterback Cliff Kingsbury taught you so many lessons along the way. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, he was just such a great coach, and he's just like, you know, everyone sees him off the field, that like he is in the field, and you know, he's just a great friend of mine now, and you know, he taught me so much, not just about football, but life itself, and you know, to stay up when, you know, there's going to be things that don't go your way, and that's probably the biggest thing he taught me, is just keep, you know, keep the motivation, and don't get down on yourself, and just always, you know, stay positive, and momentum will come your way, and that's probably the biggest thing I can take out of me being coached by Coach Kingsbury.
What were the keys last year to you expanding your game and eventually declaring early for the draft?
Yeah, you know, him, you know, he was a big part of it, and his coaching staff really, you know, helped me become the player I am now. You know, I feel like I've always had a great understanding of offense, but, you know, it wasn't until him where he really, you know, expanded my receiving game. You know, ended up breaking the tight end record as a college, you know, football player. So I think, you know, after that season, I felt pretty comfortable and it felt right about leaving early. And that's really the main reason why that I felt was good enough for me to leave with the season I had. So,
what's the biggest misnomer out there about you? Because I know a lot of folks in scouting reports say, hey, listen, not asked to block too much, because obviously they're going to use your receiving talents out there at Texas Tech, and you caught over 100 balls last year. But when people watch you, and just looking at you now, you're a big guy, and you like to get after on the field, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's like really misunderstood about my game. It's, you know, I wasn't asked to block too much, and that's, you know, part of the system we ran. That's part of what the coaches asked me to do. I did what the coaches asked me to do every single game, and if it was to block, I would have blocked, you know, as hard as I could. If it was to catch balls, you know, they expected me to catch, you know, 10 to 15 balls every game for us to have a chance to win. So with that, you know, that takes away a lot of, you know, blocking aspects, just because, you know, tight ends aren't really asked to catch that many balls a game. So, but I think that's really misunderstood about my game, and I'm out here, and I plan on, you know, proving a lot of people wrong. I think that's probably one of my biggest strengths is blocking, you know, especially in the open field and the perimeter, out in screens and stuff like that. It is really where I excel at, and I think people are going to start seeing that.
What's the mentality you have to have after you catch the football? Because watching you on highlights, what popped out to me is you like to finish your catches, and what I mean by that is you're looking for some people to run over.
Yeah, you know, I've always just been taught, you know, just go vertical and don't, you know, I'm a big guy, I weigh almost 270 pounds, and just, you know, get as many yards as I can and run some people over and just get straight up the field, and that's just the way I've been taught, and that's kind of just the way it happened. I've never really been a big, you know, kind of juking or hesitant, you know, kind of guy. Always just wanted to get upfield and get as many yards as I can as quickly as I can. So
growing up in Texas, did you think ultimately you'd be playing professional ball and something else, specifically basketball?
Yeah, you know, growing up, that was a sport I played in. You know, I played all year long. It really wasn't until I got hurt a couple of years in high school where I just knew that basketball probably wasn't for me, just because I had missed, you know, 2 years in a row. But in that case, you know, football, you know, played well for me. You know, I felt like that's something that really helped me was basketball, get my footwork down and be a fairly quick player out here. You know, that helps a lot, is playing basketball, you know, growing up. So, you know, it definitely played dividends in my decision and then ultimately making me a good football player.
How about your feelings being here right now today as you embark on your professional journey? Tomorrow you'll be out there on the practice field. I know you've said over time that your dad sent you inspirational quotes from time to time. Did he send anything to you today? And what's going through your mind right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he does that every day, you know, and some are really good, some are real cheesy, but at the same time, you know, he's always been there for me. You know, but I think this is just the fair, you know, the beginning, and, you know, big things have small beginnings. So I know that I'm not going to be a miraculous player right away. I got a long ways to go in my game. I know there's a lot of things I can work on. I feel like I can impact this season, you know, with the way I catch the ball and the way I get open and stuff like that. So, but, you know, I'm really just going to take my time. You know, I know that I don't want to rush anything. I want to get out there and get better every single day. And whether that's me catching, 100 balls next season, or that's me catching 25, or somewhere in between, I feel like that's just the beginning of my career, and it's going to be a very thoughtful and great career for me.